You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City now joins us to take up the weather forecast. Looks like it will be a bit wetter than it has been, Drew, and might just slow farmers down.
Well, I think that's true. Certainly on the west side of the Mississippi River, I think there will be a lot more reason for delays out that way, as the frequency of rain is a lot higher. Further east you go across the Midwest, the more infrequent or more random the shower and thunderstorm activity will be until the second storm system comes along, which comes in as we get into the weekend. We will see a slowdown in field work across the area. But, you know, with these temperatures up as high as they are right now, we're going to see some rather impressive drying rates in between the rain events. So as long as we don't pick up on multiple inches of rain, I think we'll be able to get back into the fields periodically in between the showers and thunderstorms that occur. But definitely we will be at a much slower pace than we have. Pretty impressive work. Everyone that's listening should be patting themselves on the back. Good job this week. And it looks like we will have an opportunity to see field work again advance at a swift pace, but we'll have to wait until sometime next week for that to take place. That's when we'll have the driest atmosphere back across the heart of the Midwest. It might be a little on the cool side. There's actually a risk of some frost in the upper Midwest as we get out towards the early to middle part of next week. Temperatures could fall into the 30s Fahrenheit for the low temperatures on Tuesday or Wednesday mornings next week, and it might induce a little bit of frost and light freezes. But all of this aggressive planting that we just went through this past week is probably going to just leave these crops down deep enough in the ground. It's not going to be an issue this time around. But I'll tell you what, if we get into this position again 10 days from now, it'll be a whole different story. And so we'll have to watch these temperatures as we go out that far in time. We'll not see another cool air mass for at least 10 days after this next week, though.
Will this take care of, and I listened to the crop progress reports on Monday from the state statisticians in Iowa and Minnesota, of the subsoil shortness of moisture levels? I think they were 30% short in some of those areas. So they have been and remain somewhat dry, despite the fact that they've gotten some weather systems over the top of them.
Yeah, if you're talking about the northwestern Corn Belt, this will be a disappointment. It'll be really good for them for a few days, but this isn't a trend changer, and we are going to fall back into a drier biased pattern again. And the difference is that we'll be with a warmer biased atmosphere as we do that, since it's going to be deeper into the spring season and summer around the corner. So we'll lose a lot of this moisture fairly quickly. So the short-term benefit, absolutely. We'll be able to see crops just jump all over this and come up out of the ground and get off and running to a good start, but they'll run out of gas after a week or so, and we'll need more moisture. But from a planting perspective and early crop development, this is definitely a big boon. Getting more rain in the region is going to be problematic, though.
No reason for alarm yet, I take it there.
No, not really, because I think the worst conditions will actually be more into the northern plains, spring wheat areas and canola country, and also Canada's southern parts of their prairies. So most of the Corn Belt, I think, should still have a pretty good year.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. Helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.